Shoo. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Timmy, two-time in the house. Welcome to the Salty Show. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Sully Saul. It's day number 575 in Phoenix, and they removed another statue from Columbus, Ohio. What are they going to call Columbus now if Columbus is gone?
Gonsville?
I have no idea. All right. So 2020, man, the year that's going to go down as more gun sales.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. Also, Biden's press conference. Didn't you watch this? It was a sleep fest. I swear to God.
Snooze fest?
It's snooze fest. All right. NYC and LA have begun defunding the police, and the crime rate has increased.
What?
Yeah. No. Surprise, surprise. And also, Democrats are pushing a bill that would give reparations for black people. We'll talk about how that's going to be broken down. Yeah. All right, all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show.
You know what I was thinking? .com. No, you know what I was thinking when you do that? Mm-hmm. We've been giving the wrong URL. Our URL is The Salty Show.
Oh.
So say The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.
.com. There we go. Now we got it right. I bet you a lot of people. I was about to go buy that domain because I felt, oh my God. Jesus, we fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, so, don't spend that $9 to get the domain. Exactly. Jeez.
So for 85 episodes, we've been using the wrong thing. Jesus.
Yeah, we've been saying, this is why we're not getting a following. This is why we're getting
this. This is why nobody likes us.
All right.
Speaking of following,
yeah,
we're starting to like get a decent following on, like, but people are finding us instead of me hounding them.
Ah, well, welcome new people. We're glad you're here.
And that's one of the interesting things, right? I think is the more popular you become, more people are now sending you stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to go out and find stuff.
I don't even open it. I just delete it. That's too much.
No, I'm telling you that some of that stuff is good. I've actually reposted some of the stuff that people send me through that account. So, hey, you're not having to go out and do all the.
Oh, yeah. But I've enjoyed that. Okay. I love trolling. My trolling's become my new thing, guys.
Heidi. I know we've skipped your section for the last few weeks, but we got what's going on. I hope you prepared. I'm sorry.
Throw her under the bus.
My bad. If not, don't worry. We'll cover this.
So thankfully, I do have a couple of things that we can get into
from like 2 weeks ago. From 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm gonna know. So why don't we talk about what happened today in Seattle?
Chop, chop, chop.
They took him to the chop shop.
There you go. Chaz got chopped.
Yes. So a 48-hour executive order for the protesters was issued this morning. Durkan.
You know what's ironic about this? Or not ironic, but the beautiful thing about this. So nothing was happening, right? I think you were going to say this, right? Mayor, what was the mayor? People went to, I think, her house.
Oh, yeah.
People went to, I don't know if it was Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Seattle,
People went to her house, these protesters who were out in Chaz, and they started protesting at her. Oh, she was livid. She was mad. All of a sudden, she sends the police to clear them out.
Yeah.
When you bend the knee to the mob, the mob owns you.
Yes.
This is why now that you never bend your fucking knee.
Now that people are getting in there and they're finding like how many people were being killed and it's a hot mess. So now they're going there and trying to clean it up. I said it last time.
It was Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies.
I tell you what, they all got what they deserved.
Yeah. No, they did it because you know why? Fucking Ra's al Ghul over there is still running around in his Hillary Clinton money. You know what I mean? That guy's tied to the Clinton. He needs to get suicided.
Oh Jesus.
I heard he knows where those 33,000 emails are. I'm just throwing that one out there.
That guy's a piece of shit.
Who are you talking about?
Ra's? You remember Warlord Ra's?
No,
the guy running it?
Oh, Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, Ra's al Ghul from... But no,
hold on. Yeah, yeah. When you say it, it sounds completely different from when he says it.
You're like, Rizal Ghul.
Rizal Ghul.
And Nelson's like, who's Rizal Ghul?
Oh, yeah, self-made, what, mayor or whatever, warlord.
Warlord of Chaz. Yeah.
This motherfucker. Yeah. Anyways.
But he's tied to Hillary Clinton.
So this is what people need to do. I mean, if Republicans want to end this shit, just freaking stage a protest on these freaking mayor's lawns, and you'll see this shit quickly turn around.
No, they'll call the cops and say get rid of them.
Oh, dude.
Well, they've got 3 dozen arrests so far, and they're still cleaning house. So
3 dozen. Wait, was this was 3 dozen arrests at her house
this morning? No,
trying to
get it all.
Oh, it cleared up within minutes.
Oh yeah, the like, cops came in and they were.
Yeah,
dude. There was a TikTok video apparently that they found a body by the water.
Oh, sure.
In Chaz, this thing, dude, Chaz had like all in 2019. I think it had 2 shootings. All of 2 shootings in that area.
In 2 months.
In 2 weeks, this thing had like 300, not 300, but it had a ton of shootings, a couple deaths.
I wonder how many of those deaths are drug related.
No, they were all shot.
No, they were shot.
They're all shot.
Charlie Kirk.
Capitalism caused it, by the way.
Charlie Kirk tweets this. Exactly. Charlie Kirk tweets this. It's freaking hilarious. He says, you know, a lot of these leftist kids out there will try to, they clamoring for socialism, you know, because socialism has never really been tried, you know. And then he says, well, it was tried in America. And in 2 months, like you said, he started naming all the things that have happened. Three people have died.
Not only did they try it in America, it was subsidized by capitalism and it still failed. You know what's funny? Day one, they invited the homeless people in. The homeless people took all their food.
Yeah.
They took all their food. And then they sent out an SOS. We need soy. Dude, every conservative, they're like, really? Yeah. We let Seattle get taken over by...
Yeah, they called it the Soviet Union for a while.
Yeah.
Soviet.
They called it Somalia, too.
Somalia.
I love
it.
All right.
Anyway, and that was a shithole country, too.
What else happened, Heidi?
So, of course, you know, everybody's got everything going on here in the Phoenix area. Mm. We're locked down again.
Yeah. Half lockdown.
We're partially locked down. What?
I was going to say, did you guys hear that they closed down Metro Center?
That was my next one
bring up. I'm so sorry. Well, Heidi, bring it up.
So as of today, Metro Center is closed after 47 years of being open.
What did they just
the mall.
Bankrupt or what?
They sent out a letter.
It's been going downhill for years.
Yeah.
The lockdown killed it. Lockdown.
Well, isn't there like a Walmart there now? Like the
there is on the one end. And yeah. When I read through the article, it didn't say what they were going to do about Walmart, because Walmart, the few times we were in previous to this lockdown, I don't know since the lockdown, but previous to the lockdown, that place was always packed. Mm-hmm. The parking lot was always packed. Yeah. There was always people there. So I don't know if they're going to just leave that section open. Or what they're going to do, but the rest of the mall has been officially locked down.
Yeah,
and closed
the last time I was in, it was probably 2 or 3 years ago. And when you walked through, at least half of the shops were closed and boarded up. The other ones were selling like shoes and vape stuff. And it was just like, holy cow, it was sad. Because I mean, I grew up at that mall. Yeah. I mean, that was the mall to go to.
Yeah.
I mean, people like to say that's a result of Amazon, man. And a lot of people stopped going to these malls.
No, it's a result of the area.
I think the area.
Walmart's and Amazon's. And it's just.
Well, and right down the block, Christown took over. You know what I mean?
Christown's doing pretty good.
Yeah, Christown.
But they also went into Christown and revamped that. I mean, it's beautiful because it was looking shady.
Costco went in there and injected a bunch of money. And there's a Walmart. Then they put a Walmart in on the other end, too. Yeah. So they put in a Walmart and a Costco. And then the Target moved from the 7th Street and Camelback. They moved like a mile up and a couple miles over. Hmm. And they built it on the other end. So that's probably what kept that alive. Yeah. Whereas I think when Walmart came into to Metro, like Tim said, it was just bad timing and it was too late. And they
And I thought I thought Walmart actually bought that building years ago because they were doing their training. Mm. It was like a training facility for Walmart employees. Mm. So
in the mall.
Yeah.
So maybe they did. Maybe they bought that end of it, but the rest of it. But they did say, despite all of their efforts to bring them all back, that it was no longer sustainable, and the operation of the property was just too large.
I got it. I know what we can do.
Screws up the light rail.
I know what we can do. You guys ready for this?
Mm.
Indoor paintball.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's what it's gonna become. Hell yeah!
I mean, to Jeremy's point, if you could get a group of people together and you could go in and do like indoor paintball and then make it make it a play area, so to speak. Do one of those, the mazes. What are the clue things that are real big today?
Escape rooms.
Yes. I mean, you could set up an escape room. You could do paintball.
Make it like an entertainment district.
Make it an entertainment district.
We'll have to wait for entertainment until 2021 when there's a vaccine and people are allowed to go out.
Yeah. Jesus. Well, but seriously, if you think about, because look at what Arcadia and Biltmore have done to the point of like Christown. It's just keeping, it's moving west and it's cleaning all that area up. And a lot of those places that were really like sketchy have started to become.
Oh, Christown is still
up
sketchy.
And coming. And
but those places used to be like, I mean, like I remember
you grew up in that area.
Yeah.
I remember hearing years ago when it was on the decline, they were talking about doing an indoor water park.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
everything's changing. Everything's changing. We might have socialism next year. So
no, we're not going to have socialism next year. I will guarantee you that. Trust me. As long as I have bullets
again, not with the 8.3 million guns have been sold since March. By the way, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. All right. So last but not least, White House is reporting that Trump does not want to talk about Russia anymore. Stop bringing
it up.
Well, you know why, right?
Because he's tired of talking about Russia.
You know why, right?
Because the soldier,
the bounty.
The bounty for,
So they're saying he was a thing. They're just trying.
They're trying to find anything.
What happened with the bounty?
Supposedly, Russia was paying the Taliban for, they had bounties on U.S. soldiers. And apparently Trump was briefed on this. And then if something came out, he said no, or he didn't read it. That's what they're all assuming, right? So they're saying that Trump overlooked this intelligence briefing that he was given. And now they're saying this was, you know, dereliction of duty, things like that. You know what I'm saying? So
New York Times reported it.
Yeah, like the same people who, you know, question every military protocol, you know, are now calling, they're by themselves because they can't. Trump is against the military. Really, you think Trump is against the military? There's never been. He probably has the highest ratings in military support. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? They're going to try to sell this just to create
bullets.
A wedge.
There's no bullets when I got in. When I came back, the bullets, we plunged the bullets. We built the planes.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Wait, did he actually say that?
There you go.
Oh, dear God.
The shelves were empty. We filled the shelves.
Go ahead, Eddie.
That's what I got.
All right. So let's get into this conversation because, oh my God, to me, this is proof that, like Jeremy says, socialism is never going to come to the United States. People are going out and literally gun sales have skyrocketed. And again, 2020 will be projected as a year. Now, I read this from a liberal tweet. Piers Morgan.
Yeah, I retweeted it.
He tweets this and he's like, he laments this. Just if you thought 2020 couldn't get any worse, gun sales are up the roof. 2020 again, it's going to be. Now, this is because of a direct result of the COVID lockdowns and then the riots. And people said, yeah, fuck this shit, which is the best response that Americans need to have. Because guess what? At the end of the day, when New York and L.A. are defunding their police departments, you're going to thank God for that Second Amendment because these motherfuckers are not going to protect you.
Hey, man. Ken and Karen, man.
Yes.
Out July 1st, 2020, baby.
Explain to the listeners who Karen and Ken.
So
and
Ken and Karen, my two new favorite people from St. Louis. So they live in a private community in right outside the city. And the protesters decided to go to this private community, gated. Peacefully broke the gate, peacefully broke through the gate and started walking onto private streets. And there's a sign right outside that says private streets, stay out. Not the protesters.
Was there a city councilman or something in neighborhood that they were going to go visit?
They're
going to the mayor's house, just so happened to be private road. Okay.
Right. So anyway, so they break in and Ken and Karen are sitting there because they're the first house. Nice, big, beautiful house right outside this thing. And they're eating dinner and they're all chanting, kill the rich and everything. And they're like, apparently they were screaming at them, we're going to kill you and your dog and burn your house down. So Ken and Karen came out wearing, like khaki. He was wearing khakis, his belt, little salmon shirt tucked in. He looked like Brian Smith. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Holding an AK, bro. And his wife's coming out with a handgun. She's looking at the crowd pointing the gun. And they're, you know, of course, they're filming them. So now St. Louis, the prosecutor there, they want to try to arrest them.
What?
So, yes. So are they Democrats or not? Because
I don't know.
First reports came out saying that they were Democrats. Now I'm reading that they're not. Here's the funny thing about this, because, you know, the meme started coming out. Hilarious. Bonnie and Clyde. You know what I mean?
Like, Karen.
Tommy Lahren posts, this says 2020 has really just been an infomercial for the Second Amendment. That's what 2020 yeah. is. It's like, you if you think you didn't need a gun, 2020 came along and
proved you wrong.
Exactly. I'm at a certain friend's house. I won't say who. hopefully they don't want to be named anyways. And in his garage, he's making bullets. Who is this? He's ready for the apocalypse, man. I'm like, what is going on here? So I see the gunpowder. I see the.
So me, Jeremy, and Heidi a couple weeks ago, because I wanted to go get a gun. Right, mm-hmm. So we're like, oh, we're just gonna go to the gun store and 3 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah. They had a pretty one too.
Yo, let me tell you something. The line was out the door in 150. Yeah. It was about 110 that day.
110
in Arizona. People waiting outside to go into the gun store on a Friday, which was right in the middle, like right in the beginning of the riots. You know, when they would like kicking in windows in Phoenix. And motherfucker would be like, okay, come bring it. Like, dude had his son in there, and his son's grabbing guns, and they got the tactical gear, and they got. I'm like, oh shit, people are ready.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I looked at Jeremy. I said, I love this. I said, I don't care if you're a liberal, if you're a Democrat or Republican, you are exercising your Second Amendment, because you know what everybody says. Oh yeah. The minute it comes near your house, not my backyard.
Yeah,
sorry.
You hear stories all the time from quote unquote gun people, right? Gun nuts, whatever. That. Especially in California, you hear it's like whenever there's a riot, right? The city breaks down and there's a riot. All these gun crazy people get visits from their liberal friends like, can I borrow one of your shotguns or one of your guns? Yeah. It's just like, now you want guns. Right. But before, you're trying to take them away from me.
It would have been really good if like he accidentally popped the trigger. You know what I'm saying? Because the gun was like pointed to his house. No, but I'll say this.
Bro, you know what?
His finger wasn't on the trigger, though. Like, which when he was holding it,
he was important. Look, here's the deal.
Equalizer.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. This, the gun is the great equalizer. You had two people defend their home against a mob. Again, like Tommy Lahren says, 2020 has been an infomercial to practice your Second Amendment right. And also, like I said, New York City and L.A. are now defunding their police. I think New York was $1.5 billion that they...
$1 billion.
And then New York City, California, LA, I think $300 million. And so hold on, because, and like I said, the crime has increased. More people died in New York City in a day than died of COVID. And the numbers are 4 COVID cases versus 19 murders in New York City. And you're telling me that there's a pandemic. Yeah. You know what the pandemic is lawlessness, anarchists, basically socialism. That's the pandemic. That's what we need to find the cure for.
You know, they set up a CHOP at City Hall, right?
Uh-huh.
They set a CHOP up.
CHOP. And
like
New York.
Chaz.
Yeah, like a Chaz.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there was a video that,
How do you feel about being from this state?
So to be honest with you,
proud? Well, he left.
I left for a reason, and people you need to move back. No, never. even Cuomo, as much as I hate Cuckmo.
wow.
He even came out and said, he's like, I'm all about, you know, Black Lives Matter and all this. But he's like, where are you putting the money? You know, people's safety. What's your plan? You're just saying you're getting rid of $1 billion. Like, what is your plan? Because he's like, I don't know what your plan is. And he's like, the
rainbows and butterflies, dude.
They are trying everything in their power to lose their state. They really are. Because I think they want, I don't know what their plan is. I think they're going to think that everyone's going to vote Democrat because they're all happy that, you know, New York City is like a shithole and the burbs are becoming a shithole. The Bronx, they burnt down. If you vote, I don't know why people voted for AOC even in the primary. She even said, yeah, she didn't even condone the burning down of her own district.
These people are
like, she's mental, dude.
You know what movie I saw recently and that just reminded me of all this chaos that's
Idiocracy?
Going on?
I'd say Idiocracy.
No. No, the it was Batman, the third one. What was
Dark
Knight Rising?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay, so you remember Bane? Like when he takes over the city, he's like, Gotham is yours. You know, and like, and he just,
exactly
he lets out
is.
The prisoners, yeah. Which what they did during COVID. I'm telling you, like, go watch that movie.
No, there was a lot of people talking about how, it's like Gotham City right
this
now.
This movie is like, it's predicting, you know, how things were going to happen.
Trump's
and they created this freaking, oh, maybe. Yeah.
I keep saying
we go one, we go the awakening. We're just, you know what? Hold on, I'm gonna tell you this because lately I've seen Tim. He's using all these cute.
Well, I'm trying to get
hashtags.
Followers. I'm trying to get followers. You know that. That's about trying to get followers.
Hashtags.
That's trying to get followers.
No, but I know. But I'm reading it. I'm like, shit. I think Tim's been cute.
I've been cute.
He's in the hole. He's in the rabbit hole.
He's gone.
Anyways, no. So Biden's press conference, the big snooze fest, man. Oh my God. Now, this dude, obviously this guy is in a mental decline, dude. It was so weird to watch because, and if you compare it, contrast it to Trump's Trump press conference where, you know, everybody wants to ask him a question. Everybody's like, you know, literally this, I should have done this a side by side, you know, because a Trump press conference, everybody's like wanting to ask him questions. Mr. President, this one, literally, this is, I'm not kidding you.
You going to show it?
He gets a piece of, you know, I don't want to show you the whole thing, but let me just show you an excerpt of it, okay?
No, just pull up yeah. What Trump tweeted.
No, let me just show you this little piece of it, because the guy is, like I said, he's obviously in a mental decline. And one of the funny things that came about this was that he had an interpreter there who had the hardest time. I felt bad for this girl.
the sign language?
Oh, no, you should see the video
that
the came
sign
out
language.
With.
Yeah, there you go. The sign language.
The video
language
that
lady
came out with was priceless. All right,
hold on. Biden, press
even the sign language person is like, yes. I don't know.
No, that's exactly what happened. Yes. She, as he's talking, you know how he's like,
So
she literally.
I'm gonna bring it over here, and I'm going to forward you, because obviously this is, it's really weird and sad to watch. So one thing I want to say, before he started taking questions, this is what he said. He looks at a paper and he's like, okay, so I was given a piece of paper here, people who I'm going to call on.
Mike, where are you?
So literally, he was even prepped for who the reporters are. And if you look at a Trump press conference, he knows every single one of them by name.
Right.
And
yeah.
This guy, he's basically saying, all right, who, where is so-and-so? I'm not kidding to you. This is pathetic. If people... And nobody watches shit. I mean, look, 13,000. You look at a Trump press conference, even on most liberal, 100, 200, 300,000. Yeah. This thing's barely broken 13,000 views, man. This guy's. But just watch a little bit of it. I might cut a lot of this off, but.
So he just bent over in the middle of it.
Because he dropped it. So you could tell that every single question that he had, the majority of them, he had an answer prepped for it.
A printed answer.
And you can tell that that last question, he lost his train of thought. And he was like, literally for like 20 seconds, just paused and didn't say that. I'm trying to look for it.
You put it somewhere else.
Can you pause that real quick? Let's pause this real quick.
Yeah.
You know why I got a problem with this?
Oh, shit.
This motherfucker has been in fucking office for, what, 50 fucking years?
Yeah.
Fucking Chuck Schumer, that cuck.
Yeah.
He's been in there 50 fucking years.
Been there for
fucking Nancy fucking twatbag Pelosi. That fucking cousin it fucking drunk bitch who looks like she's got fucking that embalming fluid in her. She's been in office for 47 years. Come on, get the fuck out of here. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to start taking statues down because they're offensive. Get the fuck out of here. You're pandering.
They've been in there. They have all been in there for 30 plus years.
This took a fucking knee. I will never be behind a guy that took a knee.
Tim, it wasn't just that. He supported people in his own party.
We're paying.
We're
the rioters.
No. I'm talking about the history. Part of the KKK.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys want to talk about let's erase history, let's fucking erase the Democratic Party. Whose roots were fucking racist.
Before George Floyd got killed, or right before, if you vote Trump, you ain't black.
Right.
No backlash.
Yeah.
None, zero, no cancel culture.
No, they
zero.
Defended him, and all of them.
Trump calls fucking anarchist thugs, and oh my God, he's the racist president in the world.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. I'm fucking done with this bullshit.
They went out of their way to defend him. And like, clearly here in this poll press conference, the news media was throwing softball questions and, you know, trying to help him. And the guy is like so dead. He's just, dude. And like I said, if you saw there, he clearly had a paper there. His questions were prepared in advance. He had a list of reporters who he was going to call on. And again, the translator is even struggling because, like I said, I can't find it here, but there's a moment where he just pauses. He loses his train of thought. And he's not in there, dude. He's not completely there. And this is why they've been hiding him. Trump is going to eviscerate him in the debates. Yeah. I promise you.
Remember that last question when he goes, you know, an old guy, like an older guy, he's like 65. He's like, you know, I'm losing some of my cognitive I forget the D word that he wasn't dissonance.
No.
Anyways. Whatever.
Cognitive decline.
Cognitive decline. He's like, I'm fine. He's like, I can't wait to test my cognitive decline against.
Whatever
the fuck it was. Yeah, yeah. He's like, I can't wait to test my strengths up against Trump. I'm looking at this go, whoa.
Dude, if you remember, let's
go fight him.
Let's go back to the Trump 2016 debates, because this is one of the great things about Trump. Now, during this time was when I didn't like Trump, right? Because I didn't come around the Trump train until towards the end when he was the only one and it was him against Hillary, right? I supported Cruz up until the end, right? Okay, so during the debates, if you remember, low energy Jeb, right? Remember he titled and then Sleepy Joe, right? So you go back to those debates and watch how Jeb Bush, because Jeb Bush thought he thought he was going to be it. It's the Bush dynasty. He's just now on a different year. I think Jeb Bush may have had a great chance, but not this time around. Not with Trump in there, man. Like, you got a bull in a china shop.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this before.
Now, the same thing. And you saw Jeb Bush get flustered. He was like, he was just like really uncomfortable and he was like, got angry. And I think that's when his poll started spreading. I bet you the first debate, people are going to see, wow, dude.
He might have a heart attack because Trump is going to hit him. With, you know what? You already know.
When New York Times headline. You know Trump kills old men.
Yeah. So. Because that's what it'll be.
Yeah.
So this is what's going to happen. Because you know Trump. He's going to go off script. They're going to ask him a question. He's going to be like, yeah, I did this, and this. He's like, you know, but my son didn't get $1.2 million from China. Joe, right, your son got 400 flights with Secret Service to China. That's like comes out to once a month for 5 years. What was going on over there, Joe? Didn't you vote in 1976 saying, didn't you say this quote saying, you didn't want your kids growing up in a racial jungle or some bullshit like that. Oh, did you not implement? Did you not chair the 1993-94 crime bill that put more African Americans in jail that didn't benefit them?
Are you writing? Are you helping write Trump's speeches? And
He should be.
You don't have to be a genius. This guy gives you enough. Just trying to watch this guy eat ice cream. Like, I want to see this guy trying to eat ice cream right now.
I'm telling you.
Hashtag Trump. Yeah. Listen to Timmy's.
There's a reason why they've been hiding basement Biden. All right.
Basement Biden.
He's been hiding in a basement.
Dude, this guy, like he's so loyal. No, I'm telling you, I try to watch this because obviously I watch this shit for the show. I want to make sure that, you know.
You got to be fair.
Yeah, but it was just watch it. It's painful.
I fell asleep.
Yes, it's so freaking boring. Now, I don't know if it's because remember when we were texting when Trump went on a 10-minute explanation on the, because remember the ramp when he went and gave the, all right, he went on a 10-minute explanation. It was freaking hilarious. And I remember you messaged and you said, like, why does he do that? You know, like, why is he doing this? And I'm like, dude, look at, dude, he knows his audience. Trump knows his audience. He's going to keep people awake. He keeps people entertained, man. Like, you're not going to fall asleep. And and you realize it's like, it's 2 hours later. And he's still up there. He's still talking.
His rallies go.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he knows the crowd. This guy, it's crickets, bro. It's so sad to watch. It's going to be night and day when these guys go up on the debates. And like I said, I can see Biden swinging at Trump. He's going to get so, especially when they walk by each other, he's going to get upset.
Don't they shake hands at the end, right?
So that's what gets me. Yeah. This guy's leading in the polls by not doing anything. getting 13,000 views.
They don't believe that. They don't believe
that's what I'm saying. And I'm just like, wait, that's why they're trying to do everything.
I'm sure of that 13,000 views, 5,000 of them are the reporters and everything trying to figure out what he said the first time around.
Exactly. Like, rewind it.
Rewind it. What did you say?
How can this guy be leading in the polls?
He's not.
He's the only one in the polls. But like, how can anybody believe that he's leading in the polls?
Number one, Republicans never answer polls. Like, I tell you anything. Like, I get it. Like,
I've been getting them all the busy time. Working. And I'm just like,
I'm working. I got a job.
I got a job.
You know what I mean? Like, come on.
I ain't got time for these polls.
Exactly. Republicans, they should have learned their lesson, but they don't learn their lesson.
No. They use the same tricks.
They're creating the opposite effect of, see, okay. If you're confident that your team's going to win, you're going to stay home. And you're like, somebody else is going to go vote. When you think you're going to lose, which is how Republicans are looking at this. And again, Trump has a 96% approval rating and the Republicans.
95, it went down one.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Oh.
Okay, 95%. You know what Reagan had when he won his second term? You know how Republican approval? 85%. So Trump is 10 points. Dude, I promise you. He's going to win this election. I mean, this is not, especially after people see him close to Joe Biden.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just the way that they're.
Well, and just think about what he said in his thing. I want to increase taxes. He's happy about. Mm. Oh, first thing I'm going to sign is an order to force everybody to wear a mask. Okay, yeah, you lost me.
That's not going to work.
You lost me.
Oh, exactly. You are right. He said the first thing that he would do is make it mandatory, and he would say it's not left. It wouldn't be left to the states. He would make it a federal.
You know what they're doing? I got
this is
it.
Insanity.
I got it.
What?
They're setting him up like we've been saying for a while. Mm-hmm. By the VP, whoever they, because it's not going to be him.
Yeah.
Whoever they choose as VP will be in the White House Oval Office within 2 months of him going into office.
As soon as he gets in, they're going to impeach him.
That or suicide him. They got him making all these socialist decisions. Someone's going to off his ass, mm-hmm. and Secret Service is going to let him.
No,
and then no. Listen. So what's going to happen is some irate conservative Republican, whatever, is going to take him out, and then they're going to blame. Oh my God, Republicans are killing our presidents now because they don't. Blah, blah. And then the next person that they really want in there, the VP. Yeah. It's going to take over.
Oh, God,
they're going to have ammo against Republicans.
You really think Hillary Clinton would come back, would try to save the day?
So let me tell you something. Whoever his vice president is the future president if he wins of the United States.
I hope it's not that.
Because he won't make it 4 years. This guy's literally drooling.
He won't make it 4 months.
You know what I mean? So this guy's not healthy.
He's not. He's clearly not.
Whether you like him or not, this guy can't even put two sentences together. The guy's going to be 80 years old.
Dude.
An 80-year-old president is not president. Sorry. This guy, China, they signed this. Okay.
Like you said, they ask him, so, how are you going to be, and he's like, I can't wait to, my cognitive abilities against Trump's. He's whispering it. I'm ready.
Muttering it to himself.
You're going
to
see, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, don't kid yourself. Trump's slowing down a little. You can see that he's a little gassed, but.
Compared to this guy?
Not even close.
I mean,
Could we get a couple of 50-year-olds in the next election?
Well, you had one, and he ruined the country. So, you know what I mean?
Who?
Obama.
Obama.
How old? I don't know. How old
Obama
was
in his 40s.
He was young. He was
one of the youngest ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look how well that turned out.
Yeah, looked like an 89-year-old man when he left.
Another question. How come they didn't fix the race relations when there was a black president?
Because he was busy seeding hatred about it.
Thank you. Exactly. Because this is what they want. And like that video you posted for people who follow us on social media, Tim posts this video. These young girls saying for the 4th of July, don't wear red, white, and blue because America sucks. America's not that great. America was never great. You know, this is what they're saying. And what I like was the ratio of comments to likes. Like, they literally, I don't know how many likes they had, 100 likes and like 13,000 comments. And it was just every comment after comment is like, you guys are idiots, this and that. You know what I mean? Like, ignorance abounds. But this is what college does. This is what.
Think about the Harvard girl. You see the Harvard girl?
Indoctrination, exactly. Dude, these kids are being indoctrinated to hate America. That's their goal because they're globalists, because they want a new world, but it doesn't work that way, man. I'm telling you, you look at different cultures. Look, I had I remember having a conversation one time with this Iraqi guy. He was a former, he lived in the United States, lived in Iraq. And one day, we're having this conversation about, how cultures are very different than each other. And I told him, yeah, there's some cultures are better than others. And he was like, you can't say that. You can't say.
Why?
I'm like, why not? And you know, he was like flabbergasted that I said that. I'm like, yeah, there are some cultures that have shit down, and some cultures that are, I mean, you're telling me some cultures eat fucking bats. You know what I'm saying? Like, or cats, dude. I saw this video of this guy cooking a cat on the street
in Italy
because they have an influx of immigrants from North Africa, and now these people now are cooking cats on the street. Now, to me, That there's cultures that are different. And then I asked him this question. I said, look, here's the deal. What's your favorite type of food? And I can't remember what he said, but it was
Greek or something.
Yeah. I forgot what he said. And he's like, oh, so that's better than Mexican food. And he's like, yeah, I prefer. Okay. So here you've classified an aspect of culture that you think is better than another aspect of the culture. Why can you do that for food and not anything else? Why, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no logic in your thought. Anyway. So this goes all back to the way that we are raised, the way we're raising, everything goes back to that. Every issue that you're seeing, the way we're reacting to COVID, we are fucking going crazy, health over everything. It's, I don't know what's happening with the United States, dude. Like, we are losing our goddamn minds. And because we emphasize health over your character, over your morality, we emphasize health. And that's why today you see people who don't care that there were 19 murders in New York. They only care is how many people had COVID, because health over everything. We're losing our fucking goddamn minds. We don't have perspective anymore.
You know, and I got to laugh about that, right? Because, you know, I saw Chuck Schumer saying, oh, you need to sign more money over to people. And I finally said, I'm done. I said, hey, Chuck, man, I said, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
You tweeted that?
No, I but in a nice way. I didn't know, because I don't curse when I on the Twitter. You know what I mean? Because then the Twitter, you're just being a Karen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, first of all, dude, I'm like, how about we open up the country?
Yeah.
Get everybody back to work. And people go, well, there's no jobs. Somebody responded. I didn't respond back. But I'm like, I wanted to respond back and go, why isn't there jobs? Mm. It's not Trump's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You guys all cried and said, you got to shut the country down because somebody's going to die. Grandma's going to die. Blah. Okay, but how come you're not crying? You're not bitching at fucking Cuomo for sending all those fucking goddamn old people in the nursing homes with COVID. Yeah. Nobody wants to talk about this, but they are low. They need to be investigated. No, they're looking to investigate.
I'm telling you.
But if you look,
second term, all these motherfuckers are going to be investigated, and they should be, because these people inflated the numbers and they caused more people to get it.
So Cuomo, Newsom, Wicked Witch of the West in Michigan.
Whitmer, whatever.
The witch. I think PA, I think those are the five that had the biggest, old people dying, you know, the elderly in nursing homes.
And that was because direct action of the government.
Yeah, because they couldn't, because they
forced the people to go back to
they
that.
Went, they
so
said
if the government
they
would just stay the hell out of stuff.
Yes.
Less people would have died.
Dude, they signed an executive order saying that the nursing homes
could government.
And they blame Trump. They blame Trump for it. They go, we followed his guidelines. No, bitch. He never said put an old person in there.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Right. They're liars.
Stop.
All right. So along these same lines, Democrats are now pushing a bill. And I want to talk about this a little bit, because the Democrats are now pushing a bill that would give reparations for Black people. Okay. Listen to this. The idiocy that these people are focused on in the midst of the country's biggest, you know, in recent years, economic collapse, right? Because it was for a while, dude. And we're on lockdown. Think, you know what I mean? Like, all this chaos that's happening in 2020, these people are pushing in the riots. They're pushing for reparations for Black people. Now, here's my question. Because when you start getting down to the weeds on how this is going to work, here are my questions. What percentage of Black do you have to be? Is it based on, because there's a lot of mixed races.
All right, like 1/64th.
Okay. Yeah. Like, are you going to get 1/64th of this money? How is it going to work? Another question. There were Black and Indian slave owners. Are we going to go down by lineage and say, okay, well, let me see. You come from a line of a Black slave owner. You have to pay now, right? How is this going to work?
I got a question.
Yeah.
What happens if your great-great-grandmother owned slaves and your great great grandfather was a slave. Yeah. Do you pay yourself?
Yes. You see what I'm saying? Because they haven't thought this through, dude. What if your descendants of blacks were never slaves and moved here after slavery ended? Okay, because there's a lot of people. There's a number. It was about 10, 15 years ago, where the number of blacks who immigrated into the country was greater than the amount of people who were brought here forcefully through slave trade. So this is where you can shut the nonsense up. When people talk about America is not that great, then why is every single person would accept a flight from anywhere in the country, whatever country they are in, right, to the United States? I promise you, people vote with their feet. And there's never been a more diverse, more multicultural society, more peaceful, more
successful.
Successful. I mean, this, people don't understand what we have here. This is precious. And recently, I hope we can bring her on. I really do. And if she's listening, I hope you do come on, because we want to get a perspective of somebody who lived under communism in Peru. And she was very passionate about how she supports the president. And she says, look, I hear these people talking about, you know, what all these things. This is the same shit I heard. Didn't say shit. This is the same stuff I heard in Peru. But people don't realize what they're asking for. And so I hope we can bring her on and have her perspective, because this is a good thing for us to get perspective of people who immigrate to this country. Because, again, I've been to Guatemala 5 times, and every single time I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mom, for bringing me to the greatest country on earth, because I don't know what I would have been doing over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and people don't have perspective.
Well, yeah. And I guess, kind of going back to that, you were asking, you know, you don't know what you would have been doing there. I'm under the impression, from what I've heard, you would have been a soldier from the age of.
I would have been forced. Yeah.
Five.
Well, by the time that I grew up, that whole conflict had ended. So probably not. But my brothers and sisters probably.
Right. So basically what you're saying is that the government, when a father died and it was just the mother and children,
you'd belong
to the state basically took the boys out of the house and turned them into soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Regardless of family wishes or whatever.
Exactly.
So in that case, when you said, you know, let's just say that the government had continued the way it was going, mm-hmm. Nelson lost his father when you were two?
Year and a half.
1.5 years old. The government would have come into his house and taken his brothers
and him
when he was a little bit older, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And they would have thrown him into the army, and he would have become basically wards of the state. With no if, ands, or buts. That's just the way it was.
Yeah, exactly.
What a shithole.
Yes.
And you want to turn this country into that?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
That's
not
going
to work.
Like, and you know, but you know what? Somebody actually made a great argument, because if you go to Israel, and I mentioned in Israel, something that you're going to see, it's very normal over there. Like, it's very prevalent. You'll see military kids, dude. I'm talking about like younger than Connor, dude. Like, these kids are, how old is Connor?
They have to do 1 year.
So when you become of age, you have to serve in the military.
Over there, you're of age at 12, but I think, I don't know what age they
I thought it was like 18. 16,
both men,
17.
Both no, men I think, and women. You see.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say it's 16 or 17.
These girls are gorgeous. And you see them. No, I'm telling you, like what is they called? The IDF? The IDF? The,
I don't
know. The Israel Defense. Anyway.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Their version of their military. Yeah. So they have like, you see them walking around with like, seriously, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Just to clarify, it's IDF, Israeli IDF. Defense Forces.
Yes. So, but here's the thing. And they are all, as soon as you're of age, you have to serve.
Yes.
You have to. And I think sometimes that's a good thing.
I was just going to say that.
I will vote yes for that, because I feel that going into the military teaches the discipline, makes you patriotic, makes you love your country, and it does, dude. Because now
teaches you, discipline,
and,
like, to
and
make your bed, do your homework.
And
I mean,
here's your country. You know, you're supposed to defend it. All right, everybody should have this duty. Right, I'm okay with doing that. You know, I know a lot of people especially during Vietnam and all that, but I don't know. I'm all for doing that. You know, but where
it's
going to
make
serve.
You think. It's going
to
make you think about that box you're checking during the voting season. You're going to think about it.
Yeah.
You're Because
who's going to send me to war?
Yeah, you're going to have a different experience and a different outlook, and it's going to make you think. It's going to make you think before you check that box.
Right. But there's plenty of people in the military that vote Democrat. You know what I mean?
They
serve their country. Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're patriot. Here's the difference. They love their country regardless of the political party. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They don't say fuck America and burn down the country. You know what I mean? They don't say that. They say, I support my country and I want to see my country free. That's the difference. Whether they're a Republican or Democrat, I get it. Republicans seem definitely a hell of a lot more patriotic than a Democrat does. You know,
dude, I'm telling
you, more for their military,
that video that you posted of those girls is a product of our education system. They are the education system did a number on them, and that's what they wanted. They don't want people who love America. Why? Because America is not worth defending. America is not the best country.
They weren't even sober when they did. You know, they drank probably like 4 or 5 White Pearls, white
Smirnoff Ice.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Got drunk and they're like, we're gonna just vent on TikTok. You're dumb.
They went Bartles and James.
No, they went to Walmart, got some Zimas.
So there was this crazy girl, like 2 days in a row, posted some crazy shit on TikTok. And she went around and basically said, walking through Harvard, she goes to Harvard, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Walking through, she's like, if I ever hear anybody else say all lives matter, I'm just going to stab them. And she's like, literally, I'm going to just stab them. And then she looks at her finger after, and then she's just, I'm going to look at him when my finger's bleeding and be like, does my all cuts matter? And then she cuts it. But like literally like twacked out of her mind.
Did you hear she lost her job? She got fired from her job and posted a new video. The girl you're talking about?
Oh, she got fired?
She got fired from her job. She posted a video.
Did she get kicked out of Harvard?
I don't know. Oh, no, this is another one then. No, there's another one who said the same thing, that to kill me and to kill anybody who opposes it. And she gets fired from a job. And so then she posts a video, a TikTok, crying, bawling her eyes out. It's like, this is what they wanted. I was like,
you're not allowed to make threats to people
sweet
like that.
Tears, man. Bring them. I am so ready for this election, man. I am. I'm gonna get drunk on liberal tears, bro.
Honestly, you should fly in, and we need to do a. Mm. We need to do a
for the election night. Oh, yeah. Alive,
either we're gonna be drunk in joy or drunk in like, oh no.
All right. So the last topic that I want to talk about, because again, along the same lines about freaking, it's insanity, dude. So the New York Times published a piece where they basically calling for a change to Mount Rushmore, the faces that are Mount Rushmore. And so because, for the 4th of July, Trump is going to be out there in Mount Rushmore, right? Or what is it? South Dakota.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, again, this is a dog whistle for all those racists out there. I don't know how these guys are. Okay. So then the New York Times comes out with this piece. And so I have a question for you guys. Who do you think these liberals, the New York Times, would put on that mountain? They're replacing the founding fathers.
Barack Obama. Is it just presidents or just people in general?
Who would the New York Times put up there?
Barack Obama.
Oh, Jesus.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Farrakhan.
Oh, Jesus.
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
No, so they basically said, a lot of people came
Al
back.
Al Sharpton?
No, a lot of people came back.
Hillary
with,
Clinton.
With Barack Obama, HRC, and they said George Floyd.
Who's HRC? Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. George Floyd was up there.
So you know who they would put is RGB.
RBG.
Oh. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I was having a chat with my sister because we have this group chat going on, and they're talking about Ruth the SCOTUS, you know, how many they've assigned, how many they put. And so one of the things that I said is like, you realize that this bitch has fucking two movies already made about her story. Wow.
These are new ones?
Bader
new
Ginsburg, ones being made? In the last 4 or 5 years.
Who
would
watch that? She looks like she got a boring life.
Listen, so I'm like, you know. But she wasn't the first female Supreme Court justice. It was Sandra Day O'Connor appointed by a Republican president.
That's why.
But it doesn't see what I'm saying. Like for liberals are like, oh, we don't see that. That's weird.
history doesn't matter. Yeah. Facts and history do not matter. It's feelings.
Why is Ruth Bader Ginsburg being celebrated when she wasn't even the first? Because that's the thing, dude. Like if you look at the Republican Party, has a history of protecting minorities. It just does. And if we're erasing history, like I said earlier, why aren't we erasing the Democratic Party? Right? They are, their history is full.
Well, they are. Of racism. They are. If you look at it, they're taking down down Confederate statues.
They've done
taken
a very
down,
good job of erasing their history. Because when you ask people, you know, which party had, when they abolished slavery, which party had slaves?
They say Republicans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, no, no, no. So, you know, the argument.
The switch.
They switch. Yeah. Which is this party which is switching.
All, which is all bullshit.
It's all lies.
They've erased all that. Who voted for the civil rights bill? There's like, what, one Democrat?
Yeah. It was like overwhelmingly Republicans who voted for it.
Yeah. Damn near none of the Democrats voted for the Civil Rights Act.
Right.
I follow.
How did that disappear from history?
We follow a lot of conservatives. Okay. We follow a lot of, and we also follow the conservatives that aren't in Washington. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've not once heard them ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Say anything racist.
Thank you.
Only people I've heard call racist shit.
Yeah.
All these crazy lefties that are protesting white people, not, white girls all going to African cops and calling them there. I'm
No, not only that. See, this is what I know you're not watching a lot of these videos that are out there,
right.
but this is what you're going to see. And this is insanity. You're going to see a white Antifa kid approach a black police officer and basically call him every name in the book.
Even the N-word.
And it's like, wait a minute. What? Like, what? It's like, what world are we living in? Like these we live in a different world. And like you said, Tim, dude, these people have free reign on what they can say, on what they can do.
Right.
But the second, if, dude, remember that that guy who ran over those people was it Charleston? When they were having those, this was years ago.
And, in Charlottesville.
Yeah, in Charlottesville. And he ran over a few people. The news would not stop about the rise of the KKK. And yet here you have white Antifa people who the Democratic Party
still says doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't exist. These people are out literally being racist against blacks. And they call them every name in the book. Look, if you look at every black conservative who's out there, who we follow, every single one of them has made a video that says, look, I have never experienced the type of racism until I came out as a Republican, conservative. Right. Then their own party calls them coons, calls them Uncle Toms. They call them every name under the book. So where is the racism at? Hey, guess what? It's still in the Democratic Party.
That's what cracks me up when I see this and I see these videos. And what even gets me, like when I see that, that 92-pound like white girl that just had five white claws screaming at a cop. Calling him, oh, you're a traitor to your race. You don't know what you're thinking. You're brainwashed. And I'm looking at the cop going, I know he just wants to literally take his baton and smack her right in the face. Okay,
yeah, I hope that those cops.
I hope they find them. I hope they find. I would tase them. I would lose my cool. I would fucking tase one.
I just hope that those cops look at it and realize that, you know, with a cool, calm demeanor and. I don't know what kind of training they get on this kind of thing.
They have to
get used to being berated like that, right? I mean, I'm sure that's part of their training at this point because they're going to get it no matter what. And I hope that they look at it and just go, okay, thanks, lady. You know, move on, have a nice day kind of a thing. I hope that they can brush it off like that, like water off the duck's back. I hope that they can do that because, you know, to Tim's point, if they keep doing it over and over and over again, and if it is bothering the officer, then, you know, that's a mental.
Right. It takes a mental toll.
It takes a mental toll. And I hope that they are able to just brush it off and be like, yeah, OK, I understand you grew up in your house and this is what you believe. I know what's really happening in the world because I'm living in it. Mm. And I hope that they can just blow it off like that. You know, some people can. And some people can't. And I hope that they can't. I really do.
A lot of these guys know.
Yeah, but to his point, I mean, that was a big thing with the whole Vietnam era, right? Mm-hmm. Is because they were so berated and so put down. And so, and yeah, at first they had that strong mentality. And look at them today. Look at the ones today that are still alive, that are in like, they still suffer, not necessarily from the PTSD of being over there in that shithole, going through that war. But then coming home and having, I mean, imagine the PTSD that they went through, even here in America, the people that are supposed to be there for them.
Those people should have been celebrated as heroes.
Exactly.
My old boss. Right.
The police, I mean, because the police, the same thing. It's gonna get to a point where those these poor officers in our protecting us.
And we've
go ahead.
No, we've had your Poppy. Mm-hmm. We've had him on this show.
Dad.
For a Memorial Day special that we did. And I remember hearing stories. He gets his medical through the VA. So he goes down to the VA hospital. And I remember him telling a story about he went down and he was in the waiting room with these gentlemen that came back from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're messed up. And he was talking to them, you know, trying to get their story, trying to, you know, help them out. And it was just, it's super sad.
Look, this is one thing. I mean, I never served. And that is a testament to the beautiful thing aspect about this country is that you're free, right? And but when war is not pretty,
no,
war is not pretty. Anybody who I mean, you see the war movies, man. I mean, and obviously you're not there. We're not there. But we all know it's not a pretty thing. There are things that happen in war. There's collateral damage. And so, of course, you're going to have it's going to take, like Jeremy says, a mental toll. Now, these people come back. And the country is basically has shunned them. Like they're not celebrated, they're nothing. It was very different from the previous wars. World War I, World War II, the soldiers who came back were celebrated, except that war. And to me, that this has caused more of an issue to these soldiers who had PTSD. It was evil to do this to these people who served
boss,
the country.
My old boss was telling me a story. He was like 18, 19, you know, he was in the military. He was coming back to LA for a visit or something like that. He was in Vietnam. As soon as he got into the, he was walking out before he even got to see his mom. Like somebody spit on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his like welcoming home. Right. And
that's evil.
He hasn't forgotten that. So he has certain
triggers,
angers. So he has a lot of anger. So when he sees this shit going on, he's very, I mean, he's 65 years old, you know what I mean? So he's already wound up tight to begin with. But
So I'm gonna bring it back to this New York Times because they're literally fomenting this fucking madness.
The Democrats.
They're irresponsible, dude, because this is what the New York Times tweets. I'm gonna read it. The New York Times tweets, Mount Rushmore was built on land that belonged to the Lakota tribe and sculpted by a man who has strong bonds with the Ku Klux Klan. It features the faces of two U.S. presidents who were slaveholders. This is the New York Times sending a message to all those people out there who are now destroying statues. Hey, guess what your new target is? This is irresponsible of the New York Times to do this. This is un-American of the New York Times to do this. And if we are really going back and looking at the history of every single institution, let's go back to the history of the New York Times. Let's go back to the history of Yale. Let's go back to the history of Georgetown. Let's go back to the history of all these Ivy League institutions who owned slaves or made money off the slave backs of slaves. These people are hypocritical. And they were irresponsible. To me, this is an act of treason. I see it that way because and like Jeremy says, dude, you're not gonna go deface this. I promise you. You want to lose every seat in the country? Please, Democrats, please don't come out against this because I promise you, people are more patriotic than we think. Yeah,
no, you know why they put that right? Because Trump's having his the fact that he's having that's. The Democrats got caught. They posted this.
Yeah.
They posted something very similar. They tweeted it out and got deleted, but people caught it and they screenshot it and they said, we got you. The verified Democratic Party Twitter page posted the same exact thing.
The DNC.
Yeah.
So I have a question. This man who has strong bonds to the Ku Klux Klan?
The artist who sculpted it.
Yeah. Was he a Democrat?
Exactly. That's what we should check. Right. I'm telling you. He most likely probably was.
Exactly. So real quick, you know what this article is exactly. telling people? You know what this article is really saying? They don't give a shit about the history.
Yeah,
what they're saying is, hey, Trump supporters are going to be in South
Dakota. It's a dog whistle.
BLM and everybody go over there, create a ruckus so we can blame Trump for having a rally causing race riots.
I'm going to say this,
Tim. That's what that's for.
Exactly. I'm going to say this, Tim. You know, me and Tim took a road trip across the country.
Beautiful.
And I'm telling you, one of the most reverent, like I'm telling you, just if you've never been, This is a place that you want to go to. I promise you, it's worth it. It not only, I mean, because the pictures don't do it justice. Like anything, the picture doesn't do it. When you watch it, and we went early. I think it was closed when we went there. What they do is they close what, like the certain areas, like the
parking lot.
Well, because it's a park, right? So it is a park.
So it's open.
You're allowed to walk in, but you couldn't, like the going up the mountain to tour.
Yeah. Oh, you can go up the mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you had to get a tour and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
But where this picture is taken is the observational point. They have like literally these faces are massive, dude. This is huge. Like I'm telling you, we had to use.
It's breathtaking.
You had to use like these things to be able to look at them, and you can see the
have you not been to Mount Rushmore?
I have not been to Mount Rushmore.
Oh my God. Dude, that was the first time I went, and it was the cameras we had and everything were fantastic.
Yeah.
So several years ago, we flew up to Idaho, the very tip of Idaho. I mean, we were like right next to the Canadian border.
Yeah.
And now that I'm looking at this, I was like, damn, we should have swung by South Dakota on the way back and just flown by.
Oh, that would have been a beautiful view. I would love that.
So basically, this mountain, the Mount Rushmore, is not finished. They ran out when they first started working on it. They like ran out of money or whatever.
Who else were they going to put?
No, it's just not finished. They it was supposed to be like standalone busts. All that stuff behind them was supposed to be done. Lincoln's head, his hair and stuff isn't done.
Yeah.
So they were going to finished the whole thing and they ran out of money and they turned it into a national park. I was wondering with the technology with lasers and stuff it would cost to finish it.
Oh, they should finish it.
I don't think you should touch it. I think that there's something historic about the way that it was
finished. At
this point,
exactly. Because it's the same artist. I would leave it.
There's only one face.
Just don't destroy it.
Well, one face I would put up there after this.
Trump.
Right on the end next to Lincoln.
Right next to Lincoln.
Yeah.
That's never gonna go.
With his comb over.
He's got that smile.
That was a meme. They put Lincoln. Yeah. They put Trump right above Lincoln, and they had the face of him.
I do feel like they were going to add to this though at some point. I'm looking it up because. Yeah,
I'm telling you, you see it for a mile before you get there. Because we were rolling up and I'm like, oh, wow.
I lived there.
So you guys,
I lived in Ellsworth Air Force Base, right there at Rapid City, Ellsworth Air Force Base. I lived there.
Dude, I was looking out for buffalo out there like the whole time. Like Tim was like, will you stop with your fucking buffalo? Will you stop with your buffalo? And I'm like,
we found the buffalo. Wait, hold on. I got to tell this story. Okay. So we're driving through South Dakota.
I have never seen bison buffalo up close.
Neither have I. I didn't care either. Oh, so we get done with Mount Rushmore. So now we're driving to Timbuktu. I don't even know where we're going next at this point. Right. So we're driving through South Dakota. Right. Okay. Great. We get this. We're driving through. He sees the buffalo. He's like, dude, stop. The buffalo. So literally, I pull up on the highway.
In the highway.
No, I pull up on the, I pull up on the highway. There's a cutout. So I pull out right there. There's no cars on the highway. One truck winds up, driving up.
Right behind us.
And it pulls into right where we're at. I'm like, really? So dude, I bust a U-turn on the highway. And so we could pull over. He's like, just pull up the driveway right there. I'm like, dude, I'm not pulling up somebody's driveway.
Yeah.
Dude, we wound up pulling up these people's driveway. Okay. Dude, the guy that came out.
Wait, hold on. Pause. You know how in every movie, in every scary movie where you're like, don't do that. Don't go there.
That's what I was telling him.
That was us. We're going to whenever, because you're screaming at the horror movie, right?
Why are you doing that?
Who does that? We did that.
So we literally pull up. This old guy comes out, and this some random dude from Seattle. That guy. It looked like they were like cutting people up. They looked like the perfect people to cut people up. I'm sorry. Okay. So now. Mm-hmm. They come out, we talk, and he's like, hey, whose buffaloes are those? He's like, oh, that's the neighbors. He's like, well, I want to fly my drone. And the guy's like, like literally looking like, drone?
You have a drone?
Yeah, and then he's like, well, hold on. I got to get my wife because she wants to watch this.
Yeah.
So now we're walking up to the buffalo. The only thing that separates us from the buffalo is a fence.
Yeah.
That literally, if those things run through, the lady even said, she's like.
She said, if you piss them off, nothing's going to stop those buffalo.
She's like, okay. If they run. They get through.
You're done. Yeah, if they run, you're done.
Okay, so we do the whole thing. So one actually got spooked by the thing, gets up and starts doing the whole fucking like. Yeah. Starts rolling around in the dirt. We're like, what the fuck? So we pull the drone back after we got the shot. We're getting ready to leave. The lady goes, they had this like little shot, like
they wanted to give us a tour of their little farm area. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
they built a side house. Oh, yeah. They built like one of those little outhouse like side houses like for a guest.
And no, like, that's where the torture, they torture
people. Oh, yeah. They go, look at what my husband built.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, come on in. So Nelson's like, okay. So I'm sitting there.
Everything Tim's in the movie. Like, don't do it. Rant.
So
that's cool. We're in here.
So I'm sitting behind and I'm looking behind me going, like, making sure like nobody's coming up.
Lost.
So then my dumbass goes in with them.
Oh,
and we're looking around and I was like, looking at I literally looked at Nelson. Dude, there was one window in there. Tim, this thing was like this big.
Yeah. Tim has like the freaky, you know, Tim is not subtle about his facial expressions. Like he's not. He just like Tim's looking at me like the whole time like this. We're gonna fucking die here. He's like looking at through me. He's like, we're gonna die here. And I'm like, but they're excited to show us this little cabin, whatever, you know. He's like,
they're nice people.
They built it. But again, this is one of the things, because they literally could have just shoved us in, closed the door, and now we're slaves.
And there's no air conditioning in there. It was hot.
It was freaking hot. Yeah. Oh, dude.
So I was right. Yeah. Susan B. Anthony was the other face.
Oh, that they were going to add on to.
Yeah, she 1937. Wrote the
1937. What is it? The what was that?
Civil rights leader. She was a civil rights.
Susan B. Anthony.
So in 1937, a bill was introduced to Congress to add the head of civil rights leaders. Yeah, Susan
Betsy
Anthony.
Ross. Betsy Ross. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So they actually was official plans to add.
It was supposed to be.
Well, unlike Democrats, they waste people's money. They couldn't finish it on time.
Oh, yeah.
So
sounds like a Democrat.
So before we get off the Buffalo,
yeah.
The only time guess where I saw Buffalo?
Arizona.
No, not Arizona. Catalina Island in California.
Oh, wow. Really? Did they have one out there for like?
So what they did? So if you ever go to Catalina Island,
would it swim out there?
No. Yes. No. If you, they tell you the whole story, because you do a tour, right? You get to Avalon is the main city.
So hold on, because I have a question. What's the difference between bison and buffalo? Is there a difference?
I have no idea.
Yes.
The meat's better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, there is a difference. Okay. Size and structure.
So I'm trying to, but they're like they're kind of the same thing, right? They look very similar. Yeah.
Okay, if one runs out, you're
Catalina Island. So basically, Catalina Island, years ago, they made a movie on Catalina Island, and the movie had a need for some buffalo.
Oh.
So they bring the buffalo onto the island.
Wow.
They shoot the movie. They're like, yeah, fuck the buffalo. Leave them here.
Oh, my God.
They've taken over the island. They're like all over the island. Yeah.
Wow.
So basically, for those of you who haven't been to Kelly Island, basically there's like one little city that's at the port.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a big road that kind of goes through the middle, you know, switchbacks or whatever, to the top of the mountain where they built an airport.
What?
So basically, it's a city and an airport. That's all that's on this Catalina Island. And basically what had happened is the Wrigley family, the gum guys, Wrigley Gum.
Yeah.
They basically, there was two mountains right next to each other. They basically chopped the tops off the mountain, filled in the middle between the mountains, and put a runway across the top of them. That's the Catalina
that
Airport. Avalon. I think it's Avalon Airport.
Now, you've flown out there?
Didn't fly out there. Okay. We took a boat out there from
the you have to take a boat
LA
from LA.
Port. Whatever port it was. And they have tours. You go out there in the morning, you stay there all day, you have lunch, have dinner. And
so you saw, did they have them on display, or you just like, hey, the hero of the wild buffalo? And you just
we took the tour that goes from the city up to the airport. And as you're going through the switchbacks and everything, they're like, and they stop the bus and they point out and go, you see that brown rock over there? It's not a rock. It's a buffalo.
You're like, oh my God, you guys. So really
they're
quick.
They're just laying down.
Yeah, they're just
been
sitting there.
We have been doing this wrong all along.
Wow. Always.
So buffalo.
Yeah.
Are in Asia and Africa.
Oh.
Bison.
They're bison.
Then. Are here. They're bison. And the reason you know the difference is because bison are the ones with that they say.
The one they call the Buffalo Bills.
Hump.
Yeah, exactly.
And horns. Yeah. So that's the way you distinguish between them. Both of them are large, horned, ox-like animals.
I told you horns, and you told me they
listen
don't have horns.
Listen really quick. There are two kinds of bison in America, the American and the European.
Yeah.
And the way you can, and then there's the water buffalo and the Cape buffalo. The way you know the difference is because of the big, like, Cape mane looking thing that's
they
on
have
them.
That on the head.
And like, the that's big what hump. So they're
great white buffalo.
They're bison here. We don't have buffaloes here. Yeah. We have bison.
That's what I knew because.
Well, why they call it the Buffalo Bills then? Oregon Trail lied to us.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Oregon that's what I'm Trail. Telling you. Like,
so I'm telling you, like, when, yeah, like,
those
this,
are
is
bison.
What they, this is what they look like.
Yeah. Now look at a buffalo. Those are bison because of all the hair on it and the hump.
Bison versus buffalo.
I just.
Who gives a shit?
Because we got into it.
In Asia?
Asia and Africa. It's says South Asia. South Asia has water buffaloes, and Africa has Cape buffaloes.
Oh, but they look very different.
Look at the buzz. Yeah, they're totally different. Those are buffaloes.
Looks like a cow.
Yeah, these aren't buffaloes. I mean, this is not what these guys were. Yeah, no. So this is bison.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so which bison.
Is bison. So these are not even. Oh wow! This whole time I'm like thinking these are
whole time.
Yeah, but this is what they look like. Fucking massive heads. Jesus, these. Now we were far at a distance, and you could still see like like you did not want that thing. Like, so I got a story about this because I'm like I want to take a picture. Like I want to get like a video. You know, I'm like where I have the bison. Right.
Oh shit!
I kept calling buffalo. By the way,
yeah.
But, well, right, yeah. I want the buffalo, but bison.
Yeah.
Right behind me, and you know. Meanwhile, we're like freaking scared. Like, I don't want this freaking thing just charging shit. And so it was like, Tim, just come on, get a picture. He's like, I'm not going nowhere near that shit. So he finally, like, after I take the picture, he's like, yeah, I need to take a picture next to these things.
I'm looking at it from a logical standpoint like if this motherfucker runs,
they got him. I can run faster than him. He's like,
yeah. I can run faster than all these motherfuckers, so I'm good.
You don't have to be faster than the buffalo. You just have to be faster than Nelson.
No, but you got to remember. No, you got to remember. Yeah. Those things will take out anything in its path. They don't just stop at one. They go for everything. Yeah.
Well, who's the comedian that talks about the damn
ostrich?
Ostrich.
Yes. Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Yes. All of a sudden, I saw you guys with a Hart thing.
Why would you do that? Why would you throw a pen at it?
Why would you throw a pencil at it?
The ostrich is like looking at you.
His body's facing this way, but his head's looking at him.
He's like, when I catch you,
his head's looking at me.
I'm gonna poke both of y'all. That's how we were with the buffalo. We're like, we might die today, Tim. It was worth it.
Yeah, there was a lot of we might die today. We're like, we said that a lot on our trip.
We did say that a lot on our trip. Like, we went into to see the buffalo. We went to see the cabin. We're like, we almost died there. South Dakota, South Dakota almost took us.
Well, even down to Sioux Falls, right? We're in Sioux Falls. We go to the Sioux Falls National Park. We just stumbled upon this thing.
Beautiful, also
beautiful.
Oh,
so,
yes.
But here's the thing: we go up in this observation desk. Right away, it says no drones. This dumbass, he flies his drone. We lose the drone.
We lose control of the drone. Yeah. The drone is like fucking flying. It almost hit people. Like.
So, how'd you lose control?
Because it was windy.
There was a wind. Came and just dragged it through.
Yeah,
so
I'm looking at him. He's like, bro. He's like, I got the controls. No, he's like, I got the controls. But he's like, somebody's got to get the drone. I'm like, God damn it. So I had to fucking walk down the stairs, drone.
Because pause it. Because when we get there, you know, it says no drones.
Yeah. We're doing.
So I'm like, hey, so how do I get permission to, you know, fly my drone? He's like, oh, you're going to have to call this number. It's going to take a couple of days. And I'm like, and I look at him and I'm like, fuck this shit.
So Where was this?
Sioux Falls,
South Dakota, right?
Yeah.
But
it was a state park.
They have like a
national park. We weren't going to fly.
State park. There you go. And it had like little, you know, they were going to let us fly, but you just got to get permission. But like I said, like, honestly, we didn't take the whole, we didn't walk the whole way, but the little area that we walked is so beautiful. It's so weird. Like, there's a lot of places in the country. I think like the Grand Canyon is like this, where you don't see it until you're like, you get there. Like, the Grand Canyon, I used to think was like, oh, I want to see it miles away. No, you park, you don't even see it. You're like, where is it?
Right.
Then you look down, you're like, this is it.
And then you walk up and then you just look down and you're like, oh my God.
Right.
Niagara Falls, same way.
Yeah. So there's a lot of places that, or where we went to, what was that? Oh my God. Was it South Dakota also?
When we drove through the Badlands.
Oh yeah, that's
like South Dakota.
If you want to talk about like freaky place, like a freaky place to visit is the Badlands.
Yeah, we were driving through that. Like, weird, this thing
you see animals like, and you're like, what? Where are we? We're like, literally.
There's an area like that in Arizona.
What is it called?
Is it next to the name, Apache Lake or something? But basically, we used to fly through them. And you know, like, when you think of the Badlands, right, you got the caverns, and like the stuff that just like rocks out of nowhere.
It's so
right?
weird. It's
and you like, we flew through it. And I was just like, I'm flying through it going, wow, this is this amazing. And it's just, it's out in the middle of nowhere, right? And you're flying through and then you pull out of the canyon and it's just like high desert again.
I know how
it's
like, created.
Wow.
How was it created?
Trump Years time of machine.
Oh, that Trump time machine. Baron Trump.
Trump built the damn pyramids. You know what's going to come out. Like, Trump built the pyramids. He built the Great Wall of China.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it. We're going to leave you on that note. All right. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm now on TikTok. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
See ya.
Bye.